Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. Crossy on this Feel Good Friday, and joining me right now is the legend, the icon, I don't know, whatever. What other descriptive words do we have that we can think of? Well, let's just say Adam Brand. He's got a new song out today. It's called I'm Coming Home. Brandy, how are you, mate?
I think legend's a bit much, mate. Just Brandy will do. That's okay.
When you start getting referred to as legend, though, it's like, am I getting old? What? Yeah.
No, it puts a bit of pressure on us. Like, no. All good, mate. How are you? Good to be Friday, eh? End of the week.
Over the moon. Footy's back this weekend, so not a lot's happening except probably watching a bit of that. But, mate, you must be over the moon, the fact that shows are starting to come back and you're once again losing your weekends.
I know. There's a nice little bit of normal sort of feeling coming back into the entertainment world, which is lovely, mate, you know. And, and I think it's great because people can are starting to get out and about again, and they're starting to think, okay, you know, this whole COVID thing isn't completely taking our lives away from it, and we can get through it. And yeah, so we're venturing out again. It's good.
After the last 12 months or so, do you think you'll change how you do music and how you approach live shows and things like that?
Well, I mean, look, we always, and it'll always will be this way, that we always want to be with people. We need that human interaction, you know. We don't want to be disconnected. Sure, it's great to be on FaceTime and Zooms and all the rest of the Facebook Lives and stuff, but, you know, in end of the day, we all want to be there sitting across the table from your buddies having a drink and having a talk and being on stage in front of people. But, as we know, you know, things change as well, so you've got to adapt to change. But it's no different than when, you know, when CDs started going to iTunes, then iTunes going to streaming and stuff. The world is constantly changing, mate, so we just got to change with it.
It's funny you mentioned about change and things like that, because I have a note here talking about a post you made in regards to your first ever video clip and how that came about with Last Man Standing, and it got me wondering, you know, what have you seen changed in your career and the biggest changes for you?
Yeah, look, some of those things we just spoke about, I think, you know, I remember when the iPods came out, you know, and the big chunky iPods, and you had that big dial and click, 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 click around, and it was like, you can have how many songs on there? What? You know, 500 songs, are you kidding me? And then it turned to 1,000, and then 5,000, and, you know, so the changes are just massive that we really just take for granted these days. You know, my first three albums came out on cassette, so showing a bit of age there.
Yeah, I remember cassettes. My God. I used to do, like...
So, you know, just change is always with us, constantly with us, and I think it's up to us as not just musicians and singers and stuff, but everybody to work out how you fit in the new world and changing, you know, like the cryptocurrency. I mean, who would have thought that was a thing, you know, 10 years ago?
I still don't understand it. I know it's a thing, but I don't really get it.
I know, it's difficult to understand, you know, but, we kind of got to get our head around it at some point, and, you know, and that's it. That's just life.
Yeah.
My nana turned 100. Wow. A few months back.
Cool.
And, you know, so she's seen world wars, she's seen so many things in her life, from horse carts, and now she's got an iPhone, and she swipes and uses apps. So think about the changes she's been through in her life.
That's crazy. It's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Staying on that changing theme, doesn't feel like that long ago that the image of Adam Brand was the party guy, or Brady's in town, it's going to be a big thing. And that's not to say it still isn't, but, you know, all of a sudden, it's Adam Brand, the family man.
Well, mate, I kind of had to grow up at some point, I think, in some areas.
20 years after most people.
yeah, slow learner. but still, mate, there's definitely a big element of me that will never grow up. And I think that's true for a lot of artists. A lot of people in the creative industries is that we don't grow up in certain areas. We don't want to grow up because we want to keep tapping into that exciting creative side that just wants to go out and inspire and be motivated and feel the hairs on the back of your neck rise up, you know. And that's the blessing I feel about being in music, is that there's part of me that's never ever going to grow up. Even when I'm 70 and my little girl's 20 something, I'm going to be sitting there smiling with her and discovering new things with her, I think, you know. So, yes, you're right, mate. There's certainly a, an element of change when you have a family. But when I think when I stand on stage these days, that the excitement level inside is every bit as it was 20 years ago.
Do you feel more comfortable where you are musically in that now than what you were maybe even a decade ago?
Yeah, most definitely. And I think that's not so much about the music as such. It's about how I am, you know, how. And I think a lot of times with songwriters, it's about how you feel and what comes out of your music, you know. So that's the starting point.
You're listening to Kicks, and I'm chatting with Adam Brand, and you got this brand new song, mate. It's called I'm Coming Home.
It's certainly the first of a batch of new songs. Whether it's going to be an album or not, I don't know. Because on this trip last year, I was sort of catching up with some old music friends in Perth and going to his studio and just making music for the fun of it, not because I had, okay, I've got to deliver a new album or anything like that. And so I was really loving the no pressure, the no, you know, no strategy behind it, just making music for the sake of it because we had time and because I loved it and I wanted to. So this is the first song that's coming from that batch of songs, and there are a handful of songs. Whether it becomes an album, I don't know. You know, we'll see. I mean, albums don't really last very long these days, and we don't really sell albums much anymore, do we?
So, no, I mean, yours only came out last year.
I know. So, yeah, so I don't know, mate. You know, but there's definitely a lot of new music on the horizon, and I've got... Yeah, I'm working on stuff all the time. So,
You definitely seem like... do you get mostly with the freedom now that you can basically say, all right, I want to do this, and people say, all right, give it a go. You know, whereas back in the day, so I wanted to do this Bullfrog song, and they said, no, mate.
Yeah, there's certainly a bit of that, mate. I tend to... what's the old saying? You know, do it first, ask forgiveness later. I'm like, that's kind of the attitude,
mate. I'm just doing it. Yeah. Well, the new song is called I'm Coming Home. It's out today. You are doing a Facebook Live launch on Sunday. I know you're going to be heading out on a bit of a road trip with Brand, the Brandwagon fans. Go check out all the socials and websites for those details. But Adam Brand, thanks for your time today, mate.
Thanks, Grossy. Have a great weekend.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.